Hall of Fame weekend, Friday five-pack. This one's a little bit complicated to explain. We wanted to put a Hall of Fame spin on it. So athletes that have played three or fewer seasons, so are three or less seasons into their career, who we feel have the best chance at being Hall of Famers. So obviously none of them are really locks. I mean, it's kind of difficult to be a lock if you've only played
you're
1 year, 2 years, 3 years. You're a
good up-and-coming player. That's what you are, that you believe.
You believe they're on pace.
Exactly.
They've got a chance. Maybe the tangibles, maybe the intangibles, maybe the markets, whatever. So let's do it. You guys ready for the Friday
five-pack? I'm ready to rock.
He keeps asking me to give him a high five.
All right, classic. High five.
Five beers.
Yeah, they were all out of six packs. Weird, huh?
Friday, five-pack.
Top five.
All right, so another week of this with Jonas in here, and another week where Jonas is willing to take part in this exercise, so we appreciate that.
Good topic.
Very good topic.
So dog
makes you think.
In. Now, he's what, on the panel tonight?
He's doing the Hall of Fame panel, SportsCenter.
Doing the whole song and dance.
Yep, he's down there at the ACC. Okay, who wants to start the party off?
I'll go first.
All right, Noodles.
I'm late to the party. I might as well earn my keep here.
Take it away. In no particular order. It doesn't have to be in order if you don't want to.
Anything like that.
Okay.
I'll start here in Toronto because I know both of you gentlemen would want to beat me to the punch on this, but I will throw his name in there. Quite simple, number 34 from the Toronto Maple Leafs, Austin Matthews. If he continues on career path or where we all believe he can be, he can get the most points by UMass born American. He can have all these accolades.
He's already got Rookie of the Year.
Rookie of the Year. If he continues to, if he brought a cup here, all of that type of stuff.
It's over if he does that. If he's the captain of the Leafs, I mean, that I think factors in.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my first one. I go to Edmonton, Connor McDavid. Same type of situation. You know, mirror each other. There's McDavid's on a path that I think a lot of people have expected that for a long time.
Yep.
So that's pretty simple. There's a theme here: big markets and big organizations with a lot of fan base behind them. Aaron Judge from the Yankees.
Good one.
You know, when you look at it, his early on success. You're playing for
the prominent team in baseball.
Exactly.
And they're going to go to the playoffs probably a lot in the future.
And think about their organization has such a fan base, like the Leafs, like the Cowboys.
Well, they get more love from the voters.
Exactly.
They just get more, they get focused on more.
Right. And speaking of the Cowboys, this one is if this guy kept it clean, I'll go with Ezekiel Elliott. But, I mean, it seems like he's got some off-the-field issues.
Well, now it sounds like the suspension is happening now, if you believe it. But it sounds like the six games are going to happen. He's going to miss six games. But, I mean, he had, what, 1,800 total yards a year ago? This year he had a bit of a slow start, but he's coming on.
But if he keeps his career clean and plays to his capability, this is a guy who could be in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bring it back to hockey. And these are, I've got two. And I don't know if they're long shots, but I'll go in net. Matt Murray. The guy's got two Stanley Cups at, 22 years old?
I think he's got a great chance of being
he gets one more or a Vezina, and it's done.
If he mixes in a Vezina, I think it's
but
a lot.
Here's the thing, though. You're right. He has to mix in a Vezina. Chris Osgood has how many cups? And Chris Osgood has 400 wins in the league.
Yeah, I think he's got three cups, maybe.
But he was always perceived as not.
Matt Murray hasn't played a full season as a starter.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got to do it. He's got a long ways to do it, but that's my point.
Starting with two cups is a very beneficial beginning.
In 16 months or whatever it was.
It's an incredible start.
It's insane, but he's on that path. And the longest long shot, but I'm a fan, Andre Vasilevsky.
Yeah.
I think the guy's a really good goalie.
Well, he's lost two games this year, I think.
I know. He's playing on a great team, and that helps.
I can't believe they did that to LA. They scored four goals in 2 minutes last night, Tampa.
And they just dummied them.
Four goals in 2 minutes.
And, of course, it's the usual suspects, too.
Stamkos, Kucherov.
Stamkos and Kucherov.
Dude, Kucherov is he's a goal a game.
He doesn't make our cutoff, though.
No, he doesn't. He's been in the league too long. But he is a goal a game. Like, it's too early to start talking.
Right.
You know, he's not doing 50 and 50.
No, no.
But could he do 20 and 20? Absolutely. He's right there. Could he do 30 and 30?
I don't know, but it's
30 and 30 feels like the new 50 and 50.
And do you know what his cap hit is this year? 4.7.
This year and next.
And next. Yeah. Like,
and then he's an RFA.
Yeah, wow.
But he's getting paid.
We discussed it yesterday. He's getting paid.
He's getting paid. That's a good list.
There's my five-pack or five-and-a-half-pack.
Jonas?
All right, I had Matthews.
Yeah.
Because it was either McDavid or Matthews, so I'll take him. Joel Embiid on the Philadelphia 76ers. But the big if he actually stays healthy.
Isn't this a guy who plays 30 games a year?
Biggest band-aid in basketball.
If he plays, he's going to be
You're right, though. If he plays, this guy is a huge talent.
And he's fun.
Yeah, he's very
fun. His Twitter account is just...
I thought about putting Ben Simmons in, but it's been like 10 games. I can't do it yet. But look what he's doing. He's already putting up triple doubles, like the youngest player in NBA history.
And he looks good.
Looks very good.
Okay, so I have a couple NBAers. Kristaps Porzingis.
You got Porzingis in there.
He's been amazing this year. And now he doesn't have Melo around. He's getting to score a little bit more.
Yeah.
The offense is centered around him. He plays in New York.
Injured.
We'll see how long.
Yeah.
Could be injured. Aaron Judge, good choice. Jamie, I went with him. And then how many do I have left here? Corey Seager for the Dodgers. I really think you guys made a good point. Like the market that the guy plays in
absolutely
makes a big difference. And he's going to play in L.A. They're good.
Ask Clayton Keller. Clayton Keller in Arizona.
Yeah, he's almost
completely
like a
off the radar.
But he's off the radar. And the only reason he's there is he's going to probably win the Calder or close to it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
well, look at Patrick Marleau. Like, he's like a question mark Hall of Famer. If he played in his
career, he played 1,500 games in Toronto or in Ottawa or Calgary. Or
slam dunk.
Look out.
Slam dunk.
Should point out, R.J. Barrett just announced on TSN on SportsCenter he's going to Duke. So Coach K will be waiting for him. Off to Duke, R.J. Barrett.
Nice.
And he's a guy, maybe in a few years, he's a part of this.
Our Hall of Famer.
Maybe. That's a great one. Corey Seager. I think Bellinger made an early case as well. All right, I got a five-pack. I got McDavid in there, too.
Yeah.
I'm throwing McDavid in. This is going to sound crazy. I don't have Matthews yet.
No?
I compared to other guys, he's right there. Like, I would have him as, like, my five-and-a-half, six. Rookie of the year, obviously, he's a spectacular player, but...
But if they're not including him, there's, like, no players in the NHL three seasons or under who you're going to put.
Well, McDavid.
Besides McDavid.
I've got McDavid.
That's it.
Yeah,
and there's no one else.
I guess maybe I'm just overcomplicating this, and I'm trying to think.
Might be overthinking
it,
but also,
if he continues at 40 goals a year and captain of the Leafs, then he's a lock to get in.
Right.
I'm overthinking it. He's a part of it. I'm just going to go with a six pack. I'll include him. I've already
talked yourself out of it.
Karl Anthony Towns,
good one.
I think if he stays healthy, is a lock. Look at his numbers through 2 years.
Yeah, but he's a little bit of a disappointment so far. Like,
no, he's not. Last year, look at his numbers a year ago, Jonas.
Trust me, man. People expected him to be like this dominant defensive
player. He's 3 years in. Bigs take a while to develop. Right. I'm telling you, I'll take Karl Anthony Towns over Joel Embiid any day of the week.
Well, because he's going to stay healthy.
Exactly, which is a pretty important thing. I got Chris Bryant. And
good one.
That comes back to, again, the Cubs. Guy's got a rookie of the year, an MVP, and best player on a World Series team for a team that had not had one in 108 years.
That might be enough already.
That's real close already. Now, this year, he stepped back a little bit, but he's so naturally talented. He's like 22 years old. I think he's going to be a great player for a long, long time. I'm putting Dak Prescott in there. You went with Elliott. I'm going with Prescott because it's the more important position. It's the team he plays
for. Cowboys. Wouldn't that be the safer pick than Elliott?
I think it is. And he's the one that won Offensive Rookie of the Year last year, not Elliott.
Right.
And it was a battle between the two, but it ended up going with Dak. Dak, I also trust more.
That's what I was going to say.
I trust him a lot
safer
more.
Safer pick.
Very unassuming guy. Seems to be very committed to the craft. You never hear anything about off the field. And when we're projecting where these guys are going to be 10, 12 years down the road, I'll trust that over the guy that I don't trust. And running backs can break down.
Yeah, very quick.
You know, quarterbacks have longer careers. They get more attention. I love what I've seen out of Dak Prescott. And this is one, again, we talk about a guy who doesn't get the attention because of the team he plays for. He should because of the market they're in now, but the market he got drafted to. Joey Bosa of the Chargers. He is a sack per game pass rusher. This kid is a beast. Him and Khalil Mack are like the two best young pass rushers. Khalil Mack's already played, I think, 4 years. He's into his fourth year, so he didn't qualify. Joey Bosa kind of off the beaten path in terms of the names we've been throwing out. But go look at his stats. Like, he's an absolute game changer. He's a J.J. Watt-type clone. Joey Bosa is on pace.
And he has no Laramie Tunsil videos underneath his belt.
He was a holdout last year trying to get a contract, and the belief was that was going to... He missed games.
Right.
But, man, he's a sack-per-game player through 20 games into his career. And then, yeah, Matthews, of course. I mean, who am I kidding? Austin Matthews, if he continues...
There.
And if you throw the C on him, and I think we're still trending towards that happening this time next year, right? This upcoming summer, he'll have the captaincy. And if they actually do keep rolling here and become a playoff team perennial every single year annually, he's the man.
I agree.
There you have it. Friday, 5-pack.